How are you feeling?
Sick still. Oh my God, guys, I swear to fucking God, let's just start this off now.
Okay.
If there's no audio with this, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind.
God damn!
Listen, if there's no audio with this,
you won't know. You'll never know. Who's going to know?
Who's going to know? Nobody's going to know.
I tried
except
to
for the patrons. They'll be like, bitch, I already paid for this shit.
Yeah, what the fuck? Oh, my God. I tried to turn on all of the fucking mics in this room.
So we can get some recording redundancy?
Yeah. Ooh. Just, you know, using the lingo.
I'm in the industry.
Yeah, you are. Fuck yeah, you are. Yeah, so you might get some sort of audio, but you might not because nothing's bouncing around. We don't know what the fuck we're doing.
We don't know what the fuck we're doing.
You think that we do, but we don't.
It's been almost 3 years and fucking smoke and mirrors, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, a lot of smoke and mirrors, at least for two solid episodes now, which is so frustrating because for the record, both episodes we recorded.
That's true.
You just did not get.
Yeah.
They're just gone.
They're gone.
They're a reason.
In the fucking ether. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Mm-hmm. They were never meant to be told.
Maybe. Perhaps one might say that they were shitty stories. You'll never know. You'll never know.
They're all shitty, aren't they?
True. True that.
Boom.
Oh, you're in for a fucking doozy today. I'll tell you what.
You got an extra shitty one today?
I got an extra shitty one. One that has been fucking with my brain.
Oh.
And my noggin.
Oh.
Like.
All the bits of it?
All of it.
Your medulla oblongata?
Yep, my cerebellum.
Well, I'm excited to hear it. But first.
Yeah?
Would you, because I'm pretty sure that we have a joint. We have joint custody of this goddamn.
This motherfucking goddamn. And actually, was it the last episode that our goddamn was that we're so excited? I don't remember.
No, because people commented.
Okay, so it was two episodes ago. So, yeah. Our goddamn is that we were so excited for our mommy trip to go to New Orleans. Nala. And clearly, that is canceled.
Yeah, they had a
hurricane.
A natural disaster? You might say.
Yeah. The fucking nature, the laws of nature have intervened and have been like.
Mother came in and was like, not this mommy trip.
Yeah. Fuck this trip too. Listen, we got to stop planning trips because.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pandemics.
Literally.
Natural disasters keep happening.
We planned fucking Vegas in March of 2020. We planned it in 2019.
It. Yeah.
And we were like, we're just going to go take a mommy trip. And
so
then
excited.
COVID was like, guess what? Fucking national plague.
Yeah.
Not national. Worldwide.
Yeah.
Bitch.
It's not even fucking centric to our world.
Everywhere. Fucking all over the place. They were like, everybody's dying. Bitches are dying. You are not going anywhere. So we're like, okay, I guess since there's a global pandemic, we'll like push
chill
it back
home.
A month or two, you know? And then
a fucking year.
And then COVID never ended. So. Yeah.
Oh my God. It really has not ended, guys.
No, it really hasn't.
I don't know if you're aware.
Yeah.
But so it's then, fucking raging strong.
We were like, oh, let's plan another mommy trip. But, you know, instead of Vegas, let's do a fucking.
Something we've never done before.
New Orleans. We've never been there. We're goddamn adults with adult money now.
I scheduled so many fucking things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had to cancel.
So many things. I was finally going to get my palms red.
Yes. I was going to have my tea red.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was going to do. I was going to do the same thing.
Yeah. Jamie Ann was going to come with us.
Yep. Ruined.
And she's not a mom, but she's got cats and stuff.
Yeah. She's basically a mom.
Nieces and nephews. She has a fucking a lot of kids around all the time. Not for nefarious reasons.
Fucking ruined.
The kids?
I don't know. I'm just being your hype man.
Yeah,
got Did I say the wrong words?
Yeah, but then, you know, fucking hurricanes hit, and so now we're not going to New Orleans anymore.
Nope, that's done.
Should we tell them about our trip?
Yeah. Let's lay it out there, guys, because listen, we will not be held down.
No.
We are mothers.
Yeah, Mother Nature.
We deserve this trip.
Yeah. God damn it. I just want to go have a margarita.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
I want to have a Fat Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, I love Fat Tuesday.
Yeah. Fat Tuesday. Are we from Minnesota?
Oh, yeah. You betcha.
Oh, you betcha. Oh, I just channeled Bobby's World.
Yeah, you did. Oh, my God.
So.
Yeah.
We have officially rebooked
that shit
to Vegas.
Yep. We're going with the OG trip.
Going with the OG Vegas trip.
You guys, we're going to hit the fucking jackpot.
I think so.
I'm going to win a car and I don't even need one.
Yeah, you are.
If I win a car, you motherfuckers can have it.
Yeah.
One of you motherfuckers.
I'll
you could split it evenly.
I'll take it.
You got a car. What you need a car for? We went a Jeep. Yeah, that's mine. So, goddamn, we're going to Vegas, motherfucker!
Hell yeah.
You're going to see us on the news that we're going to be holding up a giant check that said we just won like a quadrillion million dollars?
Mm-hmm. I think so, at least. Mm-mm, it'll take all of our muscles to hold that check up.
Oh my God, it's going to be so strong.
Fucking weak-ass muscles.
It's going to be a really heavy-weighted check.
It will.
It'll be, the more we win, the heavier it'll be.
Anyway.
So,
tell me about murder.
I will. This is episode 157. Sorry about 156.
Yeah, sorry about 156, guys.
Sorry back there, guys. And guess what?
What?
This episode was actually a listener suggestion, and I was going to do a totally different case. Critty had the details up and everything, and I was reading through it, and then a listener by the name of Mike sent us this YouTube link, and they were like, hey, you gotta check out this case, it's fucking crazy. And I watched it and I was like, holy fucking shit, I'm doing this one instead.
Just got sucked in. For the record, we should address that we've had a goddamn sent in by a listener.
Oh, twice now.
Both times it has been fucked.
Yeah, sorry about it.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ. I know, because we played it last time. Uh-huh. We played the goddamn on 156. Yeah. And the fucking
and now it's
audio,
gone again.
It's gone. It's gone forever.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. So, we're trying. We're trying our best.
We do what we can with what we're given.
Which is
anything is possible in our lives. We could give ourselves literally anything, but we don't. We deprive ourselves of nice things.
Literally all the time. We're like, fuck that. That's too much work. And then when we do it, we're like, we should have done this years ago.
Yeah. It was made it so much easier.
Yeah. Jesus. I don't know why we are the way that we are.
Yep.
But, okay, so this episode, though, I'm going to tell you about the case of Randy Stair.
Randy Stair, like a staircase?
Yep.
All right.
Have you heard it?
No, but it's a staircase. It's a case about stairs. Got him. That was a knee slapper.
You have so many puns.
I know.
Did you just pull that out of your pun kit?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I pulled it right out of my prison wallet. That's a vagina.
I see what you did there. Anyway, so most of the information that I got from this case was actually from the YouTube video that Mike sent us.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to give a quick shout out to The Raven on the channel, the YouTube channel called Explore With Us. You guys have to go watch this fucking video because it shows like actual clips of shit that I'm about to tell you about.
Ooh. I'm interested. How long is it?
It's fucking creepy. It's like 40. It's like watching a documentary, like 45 minutes.
Okay.
But you will be sucked in from the second it starts. Like, it's really well produced. Fucking check it out. I'll make it the first link on my sources for you guys. But yeah. Okay. So Randy Stair. Let me tell you.
All right. Tell me about the staircase.
Ready?
Yeah.
This shit blows my mind that I hadn't heard this story.
Okay. Okay.
I actually think Sword and Scale covered this.
Oh, fucking hell.
But it was like an early episode.
Ooh, so it's
a
good one.
At least I think Sword and Scale covered it because I searched the name and it popped up on their website. But sometimes they do just like blog posts and stuff. And I didn't really investigate that hard. But so if you're a Sword and Scale fanatic, you might know this case already, which I considered myself in the early days to be really into Sword and Scale. But I don't remember this case.
Hmm.
So
maybe I will.
Maybe you will.
Or maybe it'll blend into all of the rest.
Perhaps. Okay, so in 2016, Randy Stair was a 24-year-old man who lived in Dallas, Pennsylvania. He lived with his mom and his dad and his brother, and he worked at a local supermarket that was called Weiss.
Okay.
Now, as a child...
I feel like I've heard it, but go on.
Okay, so as a child, Randy was shy and... didn't really have, like, that many friends. And he started to fantasize about death.
Ooh.
Things like wanting to die in, like, a plane crash because he thought it would be, like, an instant death.
Oh, God.
And wanting to set himself on fire.
That's like, not instant.
Yeah. But I guess his, like, fire fantasy came from, like, he's obsessed with this cartoon that I'm going to tell you about. But, like, he was, like, obsessed with dying and, like, what happens when you die and, like, what is life and, like, really fucking deep thoughts for a kid.
Okay. How old was he when he was having those thoughts?
This is like middle school time frame.
Oh, okay. Don't like that.
Mm-mm, don't like that yet.
Could you imagine if you knew that your kid was thinking that in middle school?
No. And also, I don't think I wrote this, but it was noted that Randy was really against like seeking help for any kind of mental issues because he felt that seeing a psychiatrist or anything altered who you were as a person.
like talking to someone about your problems.
Yeah, yeah, like it would alter you. Like they were trying to alter you into being what they seemed was right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I could see the thought process behind that, but yeah. Also.
But so he was like against it. Like, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't know how hard his family pressed for it or anything, but it was mentioned.
Yeah.
So when Randy was in middle school, he became obsessed with the Nickelodeon cartoon Danny Phantom.
Okay.
Now, I've never
seen it.
I've never seen it, but the cartoon characters remind me a lot of the Fairy Odd Parents.
For some reason, it made me think of it when you said that, but...
Yeah, it must be the same cartoonist or something. I don't really fucking know. I didn't, like, Google it or anything, but the basis of the cartoon is that the main character, Danny, he gets turned into this hybrid ghost human when there's a malfunction with a portal that, like, takes you between the physical world and the ghost world or whatever, so he becomes this hybrid ghost person. He can see ghosts, but, like, the rest of his family in the world cannot. Mm-hmm. And basically, I guess the whole premise is he's like the superhero that saves the fucking physical world from these bad ghost things.
Classic.
Classic. Classic ghost story.
Mm-hmm. Classic, everybody's depending on the 12-year-old kid. Got it.
Exactly. I literally got this from a Wikipedia, like, one sentence. I don't really fucking know. I've never seen it, but I've seen the characters. And like I said, Fairy Odd Parents is what it reminds me of.
Yeah. All right.
So now, in Danny Phantom, there's a female character by the name of Ember McLean.
Mm-hmm.
And Randy, middle school year old Randy, he had a crush on her.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that when he first saw the character, he connected with Ember so much and she felt so familiar to him and like she was a warm, happy, safe place.
Mm-hmm.
And he quickly became infatuated with this character.
Healthy.
Two healthy things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to fucking die, and also I'm in love with this cartoon character.
Mm-hmm.
In high school, he, again, didn't have many friends. He had a few, but he was, like, by no means a popular kid, and mm-hmm. he never had a girlfriend or anything.
Okay.
He started,
it's not that weird, middle no. school. That's all right.
And this guy, like, there's videos of him and stuff, and he just looks like a normal, like, he looks like somebody who would have gone to our high school and who we would have been friends with, like the emo kid with, like, the longer hair or whatever.
All right.
Yeah. Like, had band shirts, you know, like, band shit. But instead, his shit was, like, you know, emo cartoons.
Okay.
I feel like we knew those
yeah,
people,
yeah, everyone
right?
knew that kid. Yeah.
Okay, so that's kind of... And he wasn't, like, ugly or anything. He was a good-looking kid.
Yeah.
So...
Spoken like a mom. He was a good-looking kid,
He's
you know?
He's a good-looking kid,
just
you
know? Just a haircut and maybe yeah. just a shower.
And just a little attitude check, you know?
And then, you know, you just got to smile more. And the girls are really just come flocking. You're just a handsome kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus. You're right. That was such a mom thing to say. Okay, so he didn't really have any girlfriends or anything. Not that popular.
Yeah.
And he, in
just
class.
Put yourself out there.
Yeah. You just got to, you know, relate a little. Become a little more approachable.
I don't think the girls like the cartoon shirts, huh?
Maybe if you'd, like, shower now and then.
I see the flames, but maybe that makes you a little unapproachable, huh?
Okay. Now, when Randy was in school, he would have to write stories for class, right? Like, in English class, you're writing papers and stuff.
Yeah.
And so his stories would always consist of characters who would die a brutal, intense death. And he was, like, turning this in as his assignment. Like, here you go. Here's my fucking assignment. And the teacher would just, like, grade it like it was a normal paper and never brought up any questions or concerns or anything. And be like, this is a run-on. Okay, you need to practice your commas.
The characters aren't believable.
Yeah, but never red flagged anything about, like, home dude is writing about straight-up death over here. And he's dressing, you know, a little, like...
Different.
You know, maybe, you know, flamey cartoons. But he's edgy.
I don't know. Middle school? You can't
this is
pay
high
those teachers
now.
Enough. Oh, high school?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, yeah. High school's like, oh, you're just an angsty teenager,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. You're just trying to be edgy.
Yeah, so that the girls will like you.
Yeah.
So in 2008, when he was 16 years old, Randy created a YouTube channel. This is why you guys have to go watch this YouTube video, because it has, like, a bunch of clips of Randy in his YouTube channel.
I feel like I've seen it.
You probably have.
I feel like I have.
Are you recognizing something?
I am recognizing something.
All right. So he created a YouTube channel, and it was called Pioneers Production. And on his channel, he would go by his online alias of Andrew Blaze.
Oh.
No big deal.
So dangerous.
so dangerous. And he would record and publish videos of him playing video games. And he called these little, like, sessions, quote, Let's Plays. So, like, oh, join me on my Let's Plays. And he would, you know, just like every fucking Twitch person does where they record themselves playing video games. That's what he was doing on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. So it's almost like having a podcast where all you do is talk about murder.
Exactly.
Okay.
And he was 16, so he was ahead of the motherfucking game.
Yeah, he was.
And he also would post videos of him, like, you know, quote, funny videos where he'd, like, joke around and goof around, and he'd use, like, stuffed animals as his co-stars and shit. But he's, like, 16. Like, fuck yeah. I don't even know what he was doing in these videos, but, you know, they're funny, right?
And this was in 2016?
2016.
That he's 16?
He actually had, like, a pretty decent following, like, online presence, and he had people subscribing to his channel and everything who would, like, regularly consume his content, but it didn't, like, blow up. He didn't become YouTube famous or anything like that, right? Yeah. Then sometime in high school...
I get the struggle.
Fucking right? That's all we want?
I don't want to be famous.
Blow us up. Let the podcast can be famous.
Yeah.
We'll never be so famous that we can't order an In-N-Out burger without being bothered.
Thank fucking God.
That's really what your concern is, right?
It is. I don't want to be bothered.
Jesus. Okay. So Randy just wanted to be YouTube famous, but it wasn't quite happening.
Yeah.
Then sometime in high school, one of Randy's brothers had a friend. Mm-hmm. And on his way to school, he got into a car accident and he died.
Oh, shit.
And it was like early in the morning. Everybody from the fucking school was affected by this.
Yeah.
His death really messed with Randy's head, and it soon consumed his thoughts, like, constantly. So he would just be sitting in class, and he would just be, like, fantasizing about the crash or, like, this kid's death.
Mm-hmm.
And he started to create this ritual where every year on the anniversary of the kid's death, he would drive by the spot that he died. And he was obsessed with knowing, like, what happens when you die. Like, these thoughts consumed him. Death thoughts consumed him all the time. It was either death or his YouTube channel. Those were the two things that he cared about.
There can be only two things.
There can be only two.
That's a pretty strange, I don't know, dichotomy, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are two very different, like, hey guys, how are we doing? I'm just going to fucking play some video games. And also,
I wonder what it feels like when you die. Like, well, I'm about to tell you, but his YouTube channel starts to take a turn.
Oh, okay.
So it stops going from, like, cute and funny and laughter, and it starts to get a little dark.
Oh.
But before we get there, Randy also says that he had a friend, another friend in high school that died from a car crash. And after that happened, it, quote, sucked the life out of him. Mm-hmm. And in school, he started to get really bad grades and not really pay attention and didn't really give a fuck about where he was going or what was happening, right?
Yeah.
And everybody just chalked it up as, like, oh, angsty teenage bullshit, right?
Yeah.
Now, as I was stating just a second ago, this is when Randy's online content starts to get a little darker and different.
Okay.
He started to create his own characters in a fantasy world that he devised called Ember's Ghost Squad. Hmm. And all of the characters were based off of the Danny Phantom cartoon.
So it's like a fan fiction or whatever?
Exactly.
Okay.
And they were really inspired by Ember McLean, the one that he had a crush on.
Yeah, his one true love.
Mm-hmm. And he basically created his whole animated spinoff, like his own shit, right?
Wow.
And he would air these episodes of his cartoon on Pioneer's production.
Did he fucking animate them and stuff?
I think it was like, from what I can tell, it was like, you know, him doing skits with the animation laid over it. So it wasn't like full fucking, it was like, you know, the animated person and he'd be like, you know, sitting in the car, talking to the animated person sitting in the car next to him.
Oh.
And it was like laid over.
Yeah. Still, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, he fucking devoted his time into it. Like I said, it was either death or this YouTube channel.
Yeah.
That's all he did. Like, he wasn't hanging out with friends and stuff. He was creating YouTube content.
Yeah. Some people consider those friends.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if these ones are really great friends for about what's going to go down over here.
We're
about to go down a rabbit hole. All right. So he started to ramble in his YouTube videos about how everybody dies, right? Like, he's talking about death now in his videos and how fascinating it was to him. And that no matter what you do, every day somebody dies. You know, like, somebody's going to wake up tomorrow and they're not going to know it's their last day on Earth. And then, bam, they're going to die of a heart attack or something. Like, it was fucking consuming his thoughts. And he was starting to, like, try to express it to other people. Like, this is insane to me. It's blowing my mind that, like, you could wake up tomorrow and not even know that you're going to die and you're going to die. Like, fate just fucking wipes you out.
Okay, I get that. Mm-hmm. That causes anxiety in me if I think about it.
Yeah, you know? You're like, it could be any minute.
Yeah, like driving home.
Oh, well, oh God, I would be so sad. It's going to be my birthday soon. Don't do that.
Listen, we got plans for the future, so.
You hearing that shit? Grim Reaper.
That Green Reaper out of here.
Yeah. Now, he's talking about shit on his fucking YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh my God, everybody dies. This is fucking blowing my mind.
Yeah, real anxiety stuff. I don't like that.
And he started looking at death as like a way to escape and relax. Like, he's like, when I die, it's going to be so relaxing, which is kind of weird. But also, I've heard it. Like, everybody's like, oh my God, it's the most peaceful I've ever felt when they have near-death experiences.
Oh, okay. I was like, hold on, who you been talking to?
I haven't been talking to anybody, but I have read. I have gone down this rabbit hole, mm-hmm. and I do it occasionally. But it's not so much because I want to die. I'm just curious. Like, everybody's curious. Like, what the fuck is that? I don't get it.
I'm not curious.
But he was like, oh, you're not curious at all what happens when you die?
No, because I'm 100% convinced that it's the end.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm like, there's nothing. It's nothing.
Why would you want to live in that world, for the record? Like, you get to decide what you believe.
Well, I'm living in this world.
Yeah, but you get to decide what you believe.
I don't know. Yeah. That's not how my brain works.
Nobody's going to fucking try to prove you wrong or convince you. People might try to convince you.
A lot of people will. People have tried to convince me wrong and prove me wrong, whatever, for nothing.
But I mean, like, there's nothing that anybody could do. So, like, you could just live in that world and just be like, yeah, when I fucking die.
Yeah, but I can't lie to myself.
Fuck heaven. It's going to be
fucking puppies and
rainstorms every day.
Oh, sounds nice.
And
just one
little nook
where I can read books.
Yeah. 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 Maybe. You don't know. Now, Randy's thinking about death, and he's like, God, it's going to be so nice when I die.
That's so weird.
Yeah, super creepy. And he was terrified of getting older. Like, he could not fathom getting older. And he began to develop a hatred for older people.
Oh.
Yeah. He hated the idea that every day in this world, people, like, wake up, and they go to work, and they do the same thing over and over again, and you just get older and older, and it's just, like, a shitty life.
I mean, I hate it, too, but that's fucking capitalism, man.
I know, right? Look, this is what we do.
This is the world we chose to live in.
What now? Yeah. Go fucking live out in the goddamn woods.
Well, I'm gonna get a Jeep. That's the goddamn dream.
That's what I'm fucking doing. Suck it.
The government finally got me. She wants something.
She has to work. Yeah, so this is like, you know, pissing Randy off. Like, oh my God. And then he started to develop an unhealthy hatred for old people because of these views that he has, right?
Yeah. Which is weird. Like, how rude of them to live so long.
I think it's just like, oh God, like, put them out of their misery. What a waste. Mm. You know, like, ugh, who would want to be that old? That's disgusting. That kind of thing.
Yeah, like, you're just a waste of space.
I guess. I don't know. It was fucking weird. Yeah, okay. Everything about this case is really weird.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
Yeah.
In 2013, at the age of 21, he started to develop this idea that he, in fact, was not human.
Oh.
But instead was just like Ember, the cartoon character, and that he was a ghost girl. He believed that when he died, he would return to his ghost girl form, and he would finally be comfortable again.
Okay.
And
reasonable.
So, yep. And so he began to start wearing women's clothing and identifying as a woman. So there's multiple levels of things happening here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now he's having gender identity things. Like, okay, I feel like I've always been a woman in my body. And I'm sure this is where a lot of his anger comes from, right?
And then he was like, and also this white sheet because I'm a ghost.
I'm a ghost and I'm a cartoon. So it was taking a couple different levels,
it's
right?
It's so weird that I'm not animated.
All right. So he's like, oh my God, I can't wait to die. I'll go back to my ghost girl form, how I truly feel. This is why he thinks that when he first saw Ember for the first time, she felt like warm and close and happy, safe feelings. Because he's like, oh, I am that.
You know? Yeah.
So that's why I feel this way.
Okay. So now, is he she in this?
So I just kept it all he and Randy.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that Randy, after the fact, would prefer to be a she, especially living in this world, because things have fucking changed since 2016.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So I just went with he and Randy.
Okay.
So Randy claimed that he, like, in his YouTube videos, he claims, like, I'm a woman stuck in a male's body.
Mm-hmm.
He would cross-dress whenever his parents and brothers left the house by wearing his mother's clothing.
It's kind of sad that he felt like he had to hide it from his family.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way, though, especially at first and especially in the early years. Like, now we're a little more open as a society.
Yeah.
Although we do live in California where it's much more, like, accepting of...
Yeah, you could be anything.
Whatever the fuck you want. But then, you know, it's still a problem. It makes me so sad to think that my kid could ever feel this way, for the record.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. It's like, I have kids.
Yeah.
And if one of them came to me and, like, was like, I've been hiding this thing,
yeah,
how I feel very strongly about this for however many years or something, I would feel like so sad.
I know.
Sad and that like I failed you, that you thought you couldn't come to me.
And
you
then
know?
I'd like go buy him a prom dress or something wanted.
Because every pretty girl deserves to go to a ball.
That's right. We're having a fucking ball. Tonight, yeah. Dinner is ball.
Yeah. Here are your formal invitations.
Yeah.
We're going to get rid of your balls at this ball. But yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, no, it's sad. Actually, this whole story is really sad.
They usually are.
Yeah. But also, he's still a dick.
Listen.
I'm calling it.
Yeah.
Still a fucking dick in the end. He would cross-dress when his parents left. He started to skip meals and shave off his body hair to feel more like a woman. And no one in his family seemed to notice these subtle changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that kind of fueled some more things. Like, he just wanted attention. He wanted some validation. And he was just kind of being glanced over, looked over. You know, like, he's writing these stories in school and saying, like, oh, my God, my main character dies in this horrible way. And nobody's even batting an eye.
Well,
so he's like, okay.
It's also kind of the idea that, like, you wake up, you go to work or school, mm-hmm. and then you go home and you go to sleep, and then you wake up and you do it all over again until you die.
Yeah.
And like, he's, like, trying to make a change or, like, stand out a little bit to not be that. So it sounds like he's, like, a cog in the fucking machine, like, he doesn't want
to
be, you know?
Trying to take control.
Yeah.
And, like, make it something different, and it's not working. Like,
exactly.
Nobody's paying attention.
Yeah.
So he even went as far one night as to paint his skin with some white latex skin paint.
Okay.
And I guess he wanted to do it to be more like the characters, Ember, because they're white characters, like white.
Like paper white?
Yeah, like paper white. And so in one of his like YouTube videos, he's kind of rambling about how he's like, there's a stain on the carpet over there and you don't even know what that's for. Nobody's ever asked me what that's for. Let me tell you what that's for. That's one night I stayed up till 3 a.m. painting myself in this white latex paint just so I could be like Ember. While you guys all slept, and that shit took forever to get the paint out of my body hairs or whatever body hair I had left on me.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is getting more depressing.
It's so depressing. I'm telling you, this fucking case fucked with my head because I feel bad for the guy. I'm like, oh my God, somebody give him a fucking hug and listen to him.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, I'm like, you're an asshole.
Yeah. I'm assuming that other people are going to get hurt because that's kind of
where this is all going. Yeah.
Of this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, like, you can't take other people out with you.
Yeah.
That makes you the asshole. But, like, these struggles and stuff, like, that's. Not relatable to me, but it's relatable with things going on, like, in the world right now that everybody's, like, you know, bringing out into the open more and learning about and all that. And it just makes me sad.
I know. But he definitely, like, internalized some of the shit and, like, developed a deep hatred for other people for, like, no reason.
Well, fuck him then.
Like, he misplaced some anger is what I'm going to go ahead with my professional opinion.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't like me? I am against you now. Fuck this guy.
Yeah, like, but it's severely misplaced. Like.
Old people. Yeah, there's no reason.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, so like I said, he went as far to paint his skin. He became openly obsessed with the Columbine shooting, the school shooting in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And he was active online on Columbine forums and stuff.
Mm.
And he knew, like, to a fucking T some of the things that the shooters did.
Was he, like, fangirling them?
Fangirling them. That's like, he thought that they were fucking...
The bee's knees?
The bee's knees.
That's gross.
Yeah.
That's gross.
And he talked about this all on his live streams and on his YouTube videos and stuff. And nobody ever raised a flag. Nobody was like, this guy's coming unhinged. You know, like, I used to like his cartoons and shit. And now he's starting to talk about school shootings and how they were cool and, like, idolizing them.
Okay.
He also started to talk about how he wasn't going to be around much longer, but he didn't really elaborate on what that meant. But he just started introducing this idea of, like, you know, I'm really going to miss you guys because I won't be around much longer. You know, it's not going to be today. It's not going to be tomorrow. But, like, in, like, a year or so from now, I'm not going to be around anymore.
Okay.
And he really wanted to be YouTube famous, but it wasn't happening and it wasn't paying the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had to go get a job, right? And so his dad's like, hey, you're 21, whatever, however old he is at this point. Like, you need a job. You got to start paying the bills. You got to get out of the house and get on your own 2 feet.
You got to be part of the system that you fucking hate.
Exactly. And I guess Randy's dad worked at the supermarket Weiss.
Mm-hmm.
And he hated his job, too. Like, he would come home and take it out on the kids and on the family about how, you know, I hate my job, blah, 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 whatever. He'd just be in a pissy mood.
Yeah.
This is on Randy's account, okay? So I don't really know. This is in his YouTube video. And he's saying, like, you know, fuck you, Dad, right? Like, you took all the shit out on your family. Go get a different fucking job. Like, why did you make the house like this, right?
Yeah.
But his dad helps him get a job at the supermarket. And he works late nights stocking the shelves.
Randy does?
Randy does.
Okay.
So, as you can imagine, Randy is not only pissed at his dad.
But now he's pissed at work.
Yeah, now he's pissed at work. He's like, I fucking hate the job. I don't want to do this shit. I want to go do my YouTube videos. Like, mm-hmm. I'm doing this because you're forcing me to do this. So he's getting more anger, more hatred, you know?
But also, you're 21. Go get a different job.
Go figure it out. Well, I guess that's what his dad would tell him, too. And then that would make him mad because he's like, well, you too, Dad. Like, you bitch about the same shit. Mm. Practice what you preach kind of thing.
I get the sentiment behind that. But also, you don't have a fucking family to support and all that. Yeah, so, like, you literally can go get another job.
Yeah, it is kind of like angry high school. Like, come on, man. You haven't experienced it yet. But it sounds like he hasn't been validated a good chunk of his, like, you know, high school life, teenage life.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of one of those, like, you've been picked at so much now that every little thing is super annoying.
Yeah.
And you're frustrated over. I'm guessing. That's my take. My hot take. All right. Now, his online posting started to get even darker, and Randy started to flat out say that he was going to kill himself and end his own life. And he would make posts with these updates on how many weeks he had left before he was going to go back to his ghost girl form. He was trying to finish off his Ember's Ghost Girls cartoon thing that he was doing. He had an episode that he was going to post, and it had something to do with, like, a school shooting was what the basis of the story was. I can't remember what it was called, but it was something massacre. And it had, you know, a lot of similarities to the Columbine shooting, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he hired a voiceover actress to cover the voice of one of his cartoon characters. And he wanted to get that done. He wanted to get this project done before he killed himself.
Okay.
And so he was starting to get frustrated, though, because he had paid her to, you know, dub these voiceovers, whatever. And she wasn't delivering in the time frame that he expected.
Uh-oh.
And so he's starting to get pissed, impatient, like, this is taking too long, whatever. And he started to record suicide tapes for his parents to watch after he was going to take his own life.
God, that's fucked up.
So fucked up. And he even picked the date that he was going to kill himself on. So all these are being recorded. He's mentioning it on his YouTube live, but the suicide tapes for, like, his parents and everything, those haven't been published. He's just getting all of his ducks in a row because he's going to fucking off himself, right?
Are the parents not watching this YouTube?
I don't want to be an asshole.
Okay.
But, like, I have a lot of questions about the parents, and I'm sure they don't want to answer any of my questions, but I have a lot of questions.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I feel like I would watch my kid's YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Like, I would subscribe, and I would watch it, at least, like, for a while, or, you know, like, most of them.
Yeah.
Like, I might not watch everyone if I was like, these are cool cartoons, but, like, it's not really my thing.
I'm gonna go TikTok now.
Yeah, or whatever. But I would try to watch them to, like, A, keep an eye on your kid, and also, like, it's a real good insight into what the fuck they're thinking.
Yeah, but at this point, they're 24, right? You think you still do that if they're 24?
I think so. Maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know.
But they're 24 living in your house.
Exactly. And they're 24 living in your house, and, like, what are they not, like, to make it selfish or something, but, like, are they saying things about you? What are they saying about you? You just made them get a job. How do they feel about that job? Because are they going to mention it on there? Are they going to talk to you at dinner about it? Probably not. But would they tell you what they actually think on this YouTube channel?
Maybe.
Like, it would give you an insight into, like, who they are as a person that you might not get as a parent.
I get the vibe. And again, I'll feel horrible if I'm wrong. But I kind of get the vibe that, like, a lot of things went overlooked. So maybe the parents were busy or doing other stuff or whatever. And they were just like, it's normal teenage behavior stuff. And they weren't really paying that close attention to what the fuck he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, he's talking about wanting to kill himself and everything. And maybe his parents knew about this because he had earlier talks of death and wanting to die when he was younger. So maybe they knew he had, like, suicidal tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like not much was done to, like, ensure his safety from himself. Yeah, to help. He got his mom to take him to a gun shop where he bought a shotgun. His mom drove him to a gun shop where he bought a shotgun. And he later wrote in his journal to his mom that she was supposed to find after he killed himself that said that when she did that day, she basically signed his death warrant because she just helped him buy his own suicide weapon.
I have a lot of thoughts about that.
I do, too. I do, too. Yeah.
I don't think you should.
That's what makes me think, like, okay, they weren't paying attention. Because if you thought your kid had suicidal tendencies.
You're not going to let him buy a gun.
You're not going to let him buy a gun. And maybe he was just a really good actor. And maybe they were watching the YouTube videos and they thought, oh, this is just a, you know, like his online presence. This is what he does. But like in real life, I know him and he's not like that. That's all a show.
Yeah, I guess that could be it, too.
Because I do have to say that everybody that was like a lot of people that were interviewed after this story that I'm going to tell you, they were like, we did not see this coming. Which, in hindsight, you're like, how the fuck did you not see this coming? But maybe it's exactly like I said. Like, in person, he was just like, you know, oh, it's just fucking Randy.
Yeah, and then online, like, that's a character.
Yeah, and then online, if you see it, you're like, oh, he's obviously kidding. Like, he's trying to build up this reputation, this forum, whatever.
And
like,
he doesn't followers really, and all that.
Yeah, like, he doesn't really think that.
But he did. Okay, I could see that. I see what you did there.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just speculating wildly, like we do here.
I feel like if you can't drive yourself to buy a gun, though, that you don't need a gun. Your priorities are different.
I don't know why she drove him, because he drove to and from work and shit. But for whatever reason, she drove him to go get this gun.
That's weird.
Maybe you need, like, parental consent.
He was 21.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. His parents never noticed that Randy had started to constantly wear the same clothes, like the same T-shirt.
They noticed.
Well, they never acted like they noticed. So it was a white T-shirt with black text across the chest that said, quote, natural selection. Mm-hmm. And this was the same shirt that one of the Columbine shooters wore on the day of the massacre.
Oh.
And he wore it, like, he bought 3 shirts and wore it constantly. And they never said anything. They never got the reference. Nobody in his life got the reference or ever questioned it.
Well, that's fucked up.
Yeah, so, like, and he's pissed about it. He's like, there's a rambling video of him kind of, like, laughing it off. Like, I wore this shirt. I wore this shirt on purpose. I bought 3 of them. I wore them all the time to see if you guys would say anything or if anybody would get the reference, and nobody did. Nobody questioned me once. But then I'm also like, I got friends like that. Like, I got friends that I could see, probably not on a daily basis or I would notice, but, like, I could see wearing the same thing multiple times and I'd just be like, oh, that's who they are. Like,
yeah, that's what they're about.
Yeah, that's their thing, you know? That shirt is their thing.
We just hung out with 2 friends who were wearing the exact same thing that we had seen the last time we hung out with them.
See, I don't remember this kind
of
shit.
I literally remembered it because I looked at both of their shirts in depth because they're like graphic tees or whatever. And I remember looking at them and thinking, like, that was a decision. And then he wore it again and she wore the same thing again. And I was like, There was nothing wrong with them. They were cool shirts, but, like, it made me notice it because then I thought, like, is that their going out shirt? Is that their hanging with friends shirt? Is that their favorite shirt that they're like, fuck yes, I get to wear
this
one again?
That's the answer. Yes is the answer to all of those. We all have that one.
Yeah.
Or, like, this is the one that makes me look cute.
Yeah, exactly. Which, I mean, they both looked great, and it had been, like, a week at least, so that they were probably washed and everything. They didn't smell weird or anything, but I definitely noticed that was the same thing.
Noticed that shit, but I would notice it if it were obsessive, like, every other day or whatever.
That's why I wear plain T-shirts.
Yeah.
Because if this said something on it, you would be more likely to remember it and notice it.
I probably wore this the last time we recorded.
I think you did, but it was the last episode.
Yeah. So, but I mean, listen, he was like trying to get attention, crying out for attention, and nobody was noticing.
Okay. If I see them wear it again, I'll ask them about it.
Okay. Just well, does in it case. Say something ominous like natural selection? Because if I saw somebody wearing that all the time, I'd be like, is that a band? Like, what does that mean? Like, why does your shirt say like Darwinism? Like, what the fuck? What is going on here?
The first time I saw someone wear a shirt that said something corporate, like the band, I laughed because I was like, that's a great shirt. Like, that just made me so happy. I was like, wow, that's great. And he's like, it's a band. And I was like, never heard of it. Bye.
Now I feel stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, never mind. I'm not cool. It was a really cool shirt, though. I was like, let's fucking stick it to the man. Yeah, you got it. Put a logo on there. Something corporate. Whatever. It's cool.
That's funny. Oh, God. Okay, so he's wearing the shirt around. Nobody's knowing what's going on. They're not getting the reference. Nobody's paying attention to him. He started to create Twitter accounts for some of his fictional Ghost Squad characters. Mm. And one of them, the name was Mackenzie. Mm-hmm. And he claimed that she was his soulmate, his ghost soulmate.
Oh, is he giving up on Ember here? Or he is Ember now, so then Mackenzie is his soulmate.
I think Ember is like, you know, like the goddess, the queen, super important to him and everything, but like Mackenzie is his like love interest, and he is a ghost girl. He even drew himself as a ghost girl, like embracing Mackenzie and being like, I love this girl. Like, he would post it on his social media like this.
Okay.
And he would take on their personalities on social media, and he would post from the different accounts pretending to be those characters, but interacting with himself as the other characters. You get what I'm saying?
That's a lot of work.
It's so much work, but like I said, this is all he did.
Yeah, I guess.
And he would have full-on fucking conversations between these characters.
It's weird. I don't...
And people are, like, watching this unfold. I don't know if people know who that it's him for each character or whatever, but they've got to be like, okay, like, the posts are getting weird.
Yeah.
And the people are watching, and they're reading these tweets, and the tweets were things like, time to die, in, like, all caps, and everybody's gonna die, and June 7th, big day, hashtag nervous, like, red flags.
Sir? Yeah, red sir? Flag.
Sir? Excuse me? Hashtag what?
Hashtag, fucking somebody call the cops.
Yeah, hashtag, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Turns out that shortly after his mom took him to get the shotgun, mm-hmm. he bought a second shotgun, and he kept it a secret from his parents.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want them questioning, why do you need two shotguns? Right? Mm-hmm. So the reason for the two shotguns is he decided that he wasn't going to just kill himself, but he was either going to kill his family or all of his fucking coworers. Because he's mad at wow. both of them, right? We got some displaced anger.
Yeah.
He doesn't like his coworers because that's associated with like fucking going to work every day, whatever.
Yeah, but man, they hate it too.
Yeah, I know, right? Don't kill me at work, shit.
It's a bad fucking day at work.
Kill me before work. You don't have to start stocking shelves, you know? Just kidding. That's a terrible joke.
That is a terrible joke. But not after either. Yeah, like, just finished. I was looking forward to going home.
Yeah.
Taking that first fucking gummy.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Shit.
Sucks.
Okay, so he was super upset at his parents for not noticing his cries for helps. For helps.
All of them.
Every single one of them. And he hated his job so much, and his coworkers were basically fucking put in all of that, right? So
yeah.
he took it upon himself that he was going to put them out of their misery at the same time that he would put himself out of his misery.
Okay.
Want to know how he decided if it was going to be his family or his coworkers?
Yes.
A coin toss. So he filmed himself. He was fucking, it's so creepy to watch this because he's like almost like so excited that he's like containing his breath like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to flip a coin, and if it's heads, then I'm going to kill my family, basically. Like, I'm going to do the shit here.
Oh, my God.
And if it's tails, I'm going to do it at the supermarket. And then he films himself out on the lawn flipping a coin, and for the record, he's a terrible coin flipper because he doesn't, like, flip it off his thumb and, like, catch it and flip it over or anything. He, like, fucking flings it into the air, and then it lands on the grass, and then he, like, he goes and grabs his camera and, like, brings it up to it to see if it's heads or tails.
And it's fucking cocked because it's on grass.
It's fucking cocked because it's on grass. So stupid.
That's not even a legitimate coin toss. You got to do it again.
Yeah, that's fucking a wash. But mm-hmm. he was, like, so excited about this. It's creepy to watch.
Also, why be outside?
I don't know.
That's weird. Like, do it at your fucking desk where you're filming normal stuff.
Literally, he should have practiced a couple flips to see, like, the coolest one because the one he did was super lame. Or the three he did because it was going to be a best out of three.
Oh, Jesus.
And so his first flip, he flipped a tails.
Mm-hmm.
The second
co-workers.
One. So co-workers. The second one was a heads. And he was, like, excited. Like, of course, it all comes down to fate. Blah, blah, blah. Like, he's rambling. And then finally, he flipped a tails. So he was going to commit a massacre at his work.
Oh, my God.
That's how he fucking decided.
Okay. I mean, I'm glad that the family is alive and stuff because that fucking would suck too.
Mm-hmm.
But like, can you imagine if your life came down to a coin flip?
It's insane. And that's what he's talking about. That's what he's obsessing over. It fucking blows his mind, right?
Like, random.
It's so random. And he's like, see, look, fate just right now just decided who it's going to be.
No, you decided though.
I know. He's fucking creepy.
Because you decided to flip the coin.
You can stop this.
Yeah. That's not fate.
Mm-mm.
That's your fucking delusional.
Mm-mm. So, okay, now back to his social media. He started to post weird stuff about how the Y supermarket was now officially Columbine High School. Because remember, he's obsessed with it, mm-hmm. right? And nobody is, you know, like people are watching this and nobody is like, Jesus Christ, like what's going on over here with fucking Andrew Blaze?
Yeah.
Like, some weird shit's fucking popping up.
Yeah.
Early morning on June 7th.
Uh-oh, the day.
The day.
Hashtag nervous.
Hashtag nervous. Big day. Randy took a walkthrough video of the supermarket that he worked at.
Uh-huh.
And he was like pausing at each one of the exit points, almost like scoping out the store and like giving you a full visual walkthrough of the store.
Okay.
And he's not saying anything. The night of June 7th, Randy posted a final video that showed him packing up his two loaded shotguns, which he named, quote, the twins, into a duffel bag. By the way, they had, like, also names to the characters of his show, but I didn't fucking write that shit down.
Yeah.
But he's, like, kissing the guns and, like, putting them in the duffel bag. The whole video, he's basically bragging about how he was going to go shoot up the grocery store right now and end his own life, and basically explaining that he hated the fucking world, and this was all uploaded to the internet before he actually committed the crimes that I'm about to tell you about.
Jesus. Was someone able to, like, hey, that's not great, and then call?
Oh, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, you better tell me.
His last tweet was, quote, goodbye, humans. I'll miss you. Early morning hours, a little past midnight. So it's technically June 8th now. So fucking flaws in your plan, motherfucker.
Because it wasn't fate.
Yeah, exactly. Randy's working the store and his fellow coworkers are busy stocking the shelves. But Randy was not doing his fucking job. Instead, he was running around to all the exits and he was barricading them with pallets and stuff.
Oh, fuck.
And he was locking all the doors so that people couldn't escape.
Oh, that's scary.
It's fucking terrifying. No one noticed what he was doing because they all had like headphones in and they were listening to music. Because
they're just stocking.
Yeah, yeah, and they're just stocking the shelves. So they had no fucking clue what the fuck Randy was doing.
I hate this. So much.
It's terrible. The whole time he's doing this, he's also on his phone sending out these weird videos and posts and stuff of the detailed plans about what he's going to do. So he had this whole thing like mapped out like, okay, I'm going to post this video at this time. I'm going to send this tweet at this time. And he's sending out basically his suicide notes like, okay, guys, this is it. Here it is. Here's all my suicide journal notes. Here's everything that all the videos that I need you to send to my parents. Like, he's doing it.
Oh, my God.
So everyone on the internet who's following him, who can watch his shit, they basically have a blueprint of what is about to go down. But none of the people in the store that are trapped there have any fucking clue what's about to happen. At 1 a.m., Randy goes to the front of the store. He pulls out his two pistol grip pump action shotguns, which he had duct taped, like, the hands of, mm-hmm. which I guess was the same thing that the shooters of Columbine did or one of them did. I don't fucking know if it gives you better grip or what. Also, side note, there's video of Randy practicing shooting these guns, and he is not very good. Well, he wasn't in the video. It's like he shoots it, and his hand, like, flops around. It'd be like if I were shooting a gun, mm-hmm. you know? Like, it's not safe.
Yeah, it's like, everybody watch out behind you.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. So, he pulls out his guns. Turns out he needed two because his plan was in case one of them jammed, he had a backup so he could complete his plan.
Okay.
Now,
how many rounds are in these shotguns? Or does he have extra fucking shells or whatever?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's got to be a lot, though, because he slowly walks through the store calmly. Nobody has any fucking idea that Randy's got a gun. And he comes across 26-year-old Victoria Brong and 25-year-old Kristen Noel, who are working in the same aisle, and they're restocking shelves. And they're kind of being goofy, whatever. They, like, have their earbuds in. They're doing their thing, whatever. Like, ha, ha, ha. And then
yeah,
doing their thing. So Kristen's just stocking her shelf. And Victoria starts to walk further down the aisle to grab a stack of labels.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Randy comes around the corner, and he aims the gun at Victoria and shoots. Victoria shot right in the chest, and she, like, turns to try to run away from him as it's happening.
Holy shit.
But Randy kept shooting at her and hitting her at the base of the skull, and she lands on the ground. And then Kristen hears, like, some popping noise through her earbuds, right? And she's like, what the fuck is going on? And so she turns and looks at Victoria and sees her laying on the ground, and Randy is standing over her with the shotgun, just firing a bunch of shots into her.
Holy shit.
And Victoria freezes like, holy fucking shit. And Randy looks at her with the gun still pointed at Victoria. And it's like 5 seconds of him staring at her. And then he just walks away.
What?
What the fuck?
All right? What?
So.
What do you do?
Oh, my God.
What do you do?
Kristen
walks away.
Yeah.
Now you hide. Do you run? Do you not move? Because, like, fucking T-Rex, maybe he didn't see you.
It's fucking terrifying, right?
That's so scary.
And she's, like, frozen. Like, I don't fucking know.
Because, like, why didn't he shoot her? Because she didn't run? So then you not run?
I don't know. I don't know. There's so many, like, fucked up, like, mental things that can go into it. Because you think about, like, actually, the Raven person in this video that I, from the YouTube video that I'm telling you guys to go check out, he mentions, like, maybe the reason that he didn't shoot her then was that because he always just wanted to be seen and recognized and nobody ever really looked at him or anything. And she is, like, you know, looking him dead in the eyes. And he, like, can't bring himself to kill her because everything else, like, most of the shots are done from pretty far away and everything. So it's, like, not so personal. I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
Now, here is where it's kind of weird, because some of the articles say that the CCTV footage shows that Kristen had actually never heard the gunshots and that she kept working, and that Randy, after he shot Victoria, walked behind Kristen and just stared at her and then walked away, and she had no fucking clue that he was there.
Well, that's terrifying, too.
I'm not sure which is worse.
Is she alive?
Yes. So she lives. Okay. So that's why we know her account versus what other articles say the CCTV footage shows.
Okay.
Now, I don't know. He wanted to do this in the grocery store too because it would be all recorded on CCTV footage. I didn't see any articles that said that account, that like he just stood behind her or whatever. So I'm not sure if this was like early media that was being pushed out as the shit was happening. You know, it's kind of muddies the whole story.
Yeah.
But I would tend to believe her accounts over what maybe an article says.
Yeah. Well, she also may not have stood up, but just like looked over and looked at him and been like, the fuck? Like if she's crouching in front of the shelf or something, like, oh my God. And then if he like walks by her. So maybe someone else interpreted the situation differently. Like,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Why didn't she stand? She must not have heard it. When in reality, she's just like,
frozen.
Yeah.
Literally fucking frozen.
That's terrifying.
So now Randy goes to the next aisle where he finds 47-year-old Brian Hayes, and he shoots at him, hits him in his arm, his groin, his chest.
Oh, God.
And then the side of his head. Randy then finds 63-year-old Terry Sterling, who is actively trying to run from Randy at this point. Like, he heard the shots going off, and he was like, fucking nope.
Not today.
And, like, turns to run, and he gets shot twice in the back.
Oh, my God.
Kristen was still in her aisle, totally frozen in fear, while all of this is happening, and she finally snaps out of it, and she runs to Victoria to check, like, are you alive? Like, what's going on? Like, oh, my God, you know, like, tending to the dead person.
I almost said that would have been me, like, still in the aisle, fucking deer in the headlights, until you said goes to check on the person.
No, yeah, no, no, you would not check on the person.
I just walk to the next aisle, like, I guess this one's done.
But it's so sweet, like, when you think about this, because I wouldn't have thought of this either. I don't know how I would react, obviously, nobody does, but I was thinking, like, get the fuck out, right? Like, you got to get the fuck out of there. But she runs to Victoria and checks her pulse and feels a faint pulse. And her first thought is, she's not going to live if I don't get 911 here. Like, I need to get 911 to keep her alive. So she calls 911.
Which is a good fucking
plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she calls 911 on her phone. And she then runs to the checkout part of the store because she's still hearing gunshots go off, right? And so she's like, fuck, I need to take cover. So she runs to the front of the store where all the scanners are, and she's kind of hiding there, but she can't really see Randy. So she comes out of hiding a little bit, and she sees that he's, you know, nearby, but his back is turned to her. So she fucking makes a beeline for the door. Like, I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God.
And when she gets there, of course, there's a pallet in the way. I don't know if the pallet was, like, leaned against the door. I'm not quite sure how these pallets worked.
Yeah.
But the pallet was in the way, but she was able to reach around it and unlock the door. And she goes to, like, pull the door open because it's, like, the double doors automatic opening things.
Yeah.
But they won't budge. And so she starts to fucking panic, and she's just, like, throwing her body at the door. And then all of a sudden it opens.
How fucking scary.
Oh, my God. I would shit myself. Dear Lord. Talk about, like, one, some severe PTSD.
Yeah, obviously.
Two, like, you're not comprehending what's going on. Like, you're literally in survival mode.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, whew.
Oh, my God.
That's how, like, moms are able to lift cars off of fucking babies and shit. Like, Jesus Christ. So she gets out. She runs into the parking lot, and she starts to run for her car, but she sees that Randy's car is right there, like, parked outside of the store.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, fuck that. Don't want to be anywhere near that. If he comes to his car, I'm not fucking sticking around for this shit. So she runs up a hill and hides in some, like, bushes, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And she waits for the cops to come.
Okay.
So while Kristen was making her great escape, Randy was just, like, in the store firing off fucking gunshots at random shit and breaking stuff and making a mess.
Yeah.
And he even fired at some of the small propane tanks because he was expecting them to explode.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know if he was expecting them to explode and kill him and start a fire or what, But they didn't go, they didn't explode. So he's just like shooting at him and he's like, ah, fuck, nothing happened.
I mean, if I was planning to die, I might do the same thing because yeah, I don't know like, what the fuck what happens. Happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking let's try this.
Yeah.
He then walked to the deli section, put one of the shotguns in his mouth and pulled the trigger and killing himself instantly.
Well, that's not where I thought that was going. When you said walk to the deli section and then you said put the gun in his mouth, I was like a deli sandwich in my head. And
I was like, blew his mind out with a sub.
You got the munchies. I get it. You're hungry. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of exertion.
Yeah. Man, let me just eat a sandwich before I end my life. Yeah. One last deli sandwich.
You know?
Oh my God.
It's the little things.
It's the little things.
So can he tell us what happens? Or did he live?
Well, let me tell you. I did tell you that it ended his life basically instantly, killed himself instantly. So, no. He did not live to the gunshot fucking blast to the face. In fact, you can read the autopsy reports of everybody on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
And the one for Randy's was basically like, there was like no brain matter left in his head.
Jesus.
Yeah. It was actually like that for a couple of people.
That's actually really gross.
It's really, sad. It was really, 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 really not good. I mean, he killed people with a shotgun.
Yeah.
It's not clean.
No. No.
And he did it to himself.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So because Kristen had called 911, the police arrived to secure the scene, but they brought in bomb squad before they even entered the building. Because I'm sure they were like, you probably fucking rigged this place to blow. Like, what's going on here? You know, he's shooting at propane tanks and shit.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, they did not like rush in and save everybody's life.
Oh.
So everybody in the store dies.
Dude.
Kristen is the only one to survive this whole thing. There were a total of 59 bullets fired from one of his shotguns.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
That's in fucking sane. So, side note, to this day, Kristen has no idea why Randy never shot her. And I don't know if she is the one who says this, but other coworkers are like, yeah, it totally blew our fucking mind. Like, you, it's just Randy. Like,
yeah.
He was totally normal. Like, you would have never suspected that he would do this. Isn't that scary?
I don't know, man.
So, trying to understand a motive, the police search his home and they find all of his notebooks and his recordings and all of his fucking ammo. He had a ton of ammo and all this shit, right? Like, yeah. They find his fucking crumb trail.
They were like, oh, look at this neckbeard nest.
Yeah, exactly. With all of his videos found online, it was evident that he was struggling with gender identity,
mm-hmm.
right? And also some severe mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like his mental health was rapidly declining. As you watch these videos, you can kind of see himself unravel.
Yeah.
And he was just never given the help that he needed. Nobody gave him the attention
or
the help.
Accepted the
and
help.
Never accepted it. Yep. In his final videos, this guy was, like, so into him fucking self. In one of the videos, he was, like, talking about how... Because his room was covered in these posters of his, like, animated series, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, by the way, these posters, don't trash them. I signed each and every one of them, and they're going to be worth money. You know, like, these are worth money. So, like, don't trash them. You guys can have them, like, talking to his fan base, right? Like, you know, you guys can have them if you want them. Like, just get a hold of my parents or whatever.
Oh, yeah, they're going to start selling off the stuff from my room.
Yeah, what the
like,
fuck,
like, they're going to monetize
can
this?
Can you imagine, like, oh, I'm going to end my life. By the way, though, this poster is very important to me.
I signed it.
Don't trash this poster. It's going to be worth something because I signed it. Like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Yeah.
But, like, his parents are going to fucking monetize his disaster, massacre,
I think
and
it's
death.
More like give it to my fans because they're the only ones who cared and noticed me. And someday it'll be worth money to you.
Yeah. But
not
as the mom getting that phone call, like, can I get that poster that he signed? It's the one that's hanging to the left of his bed. I'd be like, fuck off.
Yeah, leave me alone.
I burned his room down.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I don't know. It's just crazy, though, to see his thought process. Like, you're about to fucking blow your brains out, and you're worried about where your posters are going to go.
Well, I mean, it makes sense in the way that, like, he idolized the Columbine people. And I know that other people also idolize them,
yeah,
which is
crazy.
A fucking sick disaster anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But he's thinking that he's going to turn into them. Like,
oh, yeah.
He's finally going to become famous because he did this thing.
Yeah.
We're here fucking talking about it.
Yeah.
Like,
I know, which kind of sucks, right? Which is probably why maybe you don't hear it that often.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what everybody in these fucking situations do.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's like, oh, I didn't get YouTube famous. I'll get my name said somehow. Somebody will pay attention to me finally.
But the sick part is that that's probably accurate.
I know, that's why it makes me so mad. I'm like, come on, man, like, let's just be friends. Let's just be nice to people. Let's all be friends. Let's be cool. You don't know what other people are going through. Let's just have fun together.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. You sad? Come on. Let's not be sad. Let's hang out.
Yeah.
I'll love you for you.
Listen, I would have been his friend before all that. I probably would have been murdered.
Yeah, he would have been murdered. You would have been his friend. I would have been his friend. It looks like all of our friends from high school. Except for if we had seen his online content, we'd be like, question. Is this an act?
Is this a character or?
Let me hug you.
Should I be concerned?
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't like it. That's fucked up.
I know. It's crazy. So he openly talks about how stunned he was that no one noticed all of the warning signs he was giving. Like, again, he's kind of laughing. Like, you guys, I was trying to get caught. I'm telling you, nobody pays attention to me. And here's all the things that I was doing, and you guys didn't fucking notice. Like, everybody's going to look back and be like, oh, my God, I would have never guessed because you weren't paying attention. Like, that's what he's going on in these videos saying.
Yeah.
And he planned this shit out so much, it's really creepy. Also, that one side note, I don't know if I'm looking too deep into this, but that last video that he put out of his fucking, of him, like, packing the guns up into the bag and everything.
Yeah.
I think it was part of his, like, Ember Ghost Girl Squad thingy, animated video thing. I think it was like the last one that he was waiting for. And that's the one that was essentially like, oh, it's going to be like a Columbine shoot up. So I'm wondering if he was trying to make it like real life art. Like, okay, here's my animation series and here's me actually living it out in real time that you're watching the animation. I don't know. Like some Inception deep shit. You get what I'm trying to say here?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what it was, but it's just like, what the fuck, man? Again, the only thing that the police could kind of figure, like, why he targeted the supermarket was because of Randy's dad, right? Like, Randy's dad made him get the job. Randy's dad hated the job. Randy hated the job. So it, like, built up this, like, severe hate, like, misplaced anger towards the actual supermarket when he's like, I don't want to be getting up every day, going to work, blah, blah, blah. My dad hated this job. And now, look, I'm just like my dad and I hate my dad, that kind of thing.
Bro, nobody wants to.
Nobody wants to get a different job.
Fucking live your dream.
But he was trying. And he's like, you know, I'm not YouTube famous. I'm 24 years old. I'm supposed to be famous by now. Fucking welcome to the club, bro.
Dude, like 1% of people who try to become famous.
I know.
What makes you think you're that 1%?
I guess that just feeds into his problems, though, right? Like, oh, I'm never enough. Nobody ever pays attention to me.
Then do something better.
I agree.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Do something better. Stop being so stupid. Don't be lame.
Maybe nobody wants to watch your ghost girl fucking thing.
Oh, God. That thing was like part of his life. It was very important to him. Now, here's an interesting little tidbit that I'll leave you on.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously did an autopsy on Randy. And when they did, they found that underneath his work clothes, he was wearing women's clothing. He had black lipstick on, and he had black eyeliner that had similar patterns to his fictional character. Like, I guess she had, like, these, like, curly Q thingies on her eyeliner. And he wore it just like that, because, remember, he thinks he's going to die and become a ghost girl.
Yeah, so he's like, this is my final form.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if he wore makeup regularly, because you'd think that the coworkers would be like, yeah, it was crazy. He never wore makeup, but he wore makeup that day. Like, Kristen would say something, but it's not even mentioned his makeup or anything. So maybe that was kind of standard for him. I don't really fucking know.
Yeah.
But here's the interesting thing. He had a lethal dose of Benadryl in his system.
Oh.
Like enough that he would have either been hallucinating at the time of all this going on or pretty close to, like, you know, Benadryl can make you really sleepy and everything. Yeah. They'd be like, oh, fuck, okay, I got to carry out my plan before the fucking Benadryl kicks in.
He's racing the clock?
Yeah, so I wonder if it was his way.
Was it like a backup plan?
Yeah, the Raven guy in the video, in the YouTube video, was mentioning, like, okay, well, maybe this was exactly what you said, like a backup plan so you can't back out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to pop all these pills and then go do this thing. And one way or another, I'm going to fucking die, whether it's from an overdose or from me blowing my brains out.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, it's interesting that he was shooting at those propane tanks, too. So maybe he was just like, I got to fucking do it now. And then he's like shooting at propane tanks. And he's like, well, that didn't work. I'm really going to have to fucking blow my brains out, aren't I? Sorry if that's really insensitive to say.
Blow my fucking brains out?
Yeah.
I mean, listen.
Yeah.
Isn't
that crazy? There's so many layers to this story.
I wonder if he was hallucinating, though. Maybe he was shooting at random stuff and he just happened to hit propane tanks.
Maybe. Benadryl makes me really sleepy. It doesn't make me hallucinate, but I've never taken a lethal dose, so I don't really know what that would do.
I'm glad. I've never taken Benadryl, but it's a weird choice.
It is. I mean, I wish he just would have taken it and stayed at home. Not to be a dick, because, like, I wish he got help ultimately. But, like, my God. He ended these people's lives.
Of course.
At work. Of all fucking places, man.
Yeah, it's the worst fucking way to go.
Mm.
Of course I wish he would have gotten help and all that. But, like you said, stay home. Fucking put up a tarp.
I don't know, man. I'm just, like, tripping, too, about, like, the parents. How do they feel? And, of course, like I said, none of them want to answer any of my questions. But, like, we got some questions, you know?
Yeah.
Like, was his dad super like, you can't wear women's clothing or something? So he knew, like, I can't even come out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, sounds like he's kind of a dick anyway. But who doesn't have a dad who's a dick now and then? That's what dads are for.
That's literally their job.
Yeah.
It's like half their job.
If they weren't dicks, then, like, we'd all be assholes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or on the pole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen. Hey, there's nothing wrong with being on the pole.
You're goddamn right there's not.
You can make some good fucking money working that pole.
I know.
I see it on TikTok all the time, and I'm like, shit. That's a lot of work, though.
Well, goddamn.
Isn't that... Had you heard that one?
I had, but I didn't remember all of that. I don't remember the whole Kristen situation. I didn't remember her escaping. I didn't remember the whole part of it. I remember listening to something, and there was a person with YouTube videos that was like...
Gonna do some shit.
Yeah, and I think they played part, like, portions of it or something, and it was very rambly, like you said.
Yeah. Yep.
But I didn't remember vast majority of it.
This guy was fucking crazy.
That sucks.
I know. It makes me feel... That's why I said... This one fucked with me, because it's like, I feel so bad for the guy. But also, I'm like, dude, you can't do that shit. That sucks.
Yeah.
Man.
Also, to touch on, like, how did the parents feel and all that, I watched or listened to, I don't fucking remember what it was, a documentary.
Read.
Yeah, I read it. This makes me sound smart. A thing, an article, whatever, with one of the Columbine shooter's moms. And she was like the kid had a brother or something, and she was like, I went through their entire life. And like...
Where did I mess up?
Yeah, like, did he get a bigger piece of cake than the other one? Like, piece of cake? Did I not hug him as much as this one? Like, was I not as, like, sensitive or comforting or what? Like, she questioned her entire life with the kid and, like, compared the two, because one of her kids obviously didn't kill a bunch of people.
Yeah, and another one did.
Yeah, and so she was like, where did I fuck up, basically?
Yeah, that's so hard. Listen, if that were my kid, I have to be 100% honest. I'd be so fucking pissed at them.
Oh, it would be livid.
Like, how heartbreaking. Like, you're sad and pissed. Like, I'd be so pissed.
Yeah.
I'd be like, do you know what I fucking did for you?
Yeah.
And this is what happened? Like, what the fuck? I did everything for you, and this is what happened. Did I do too much? Like, there's no way you can't overthink it all and break it down.
Of course.
So that's what makes me feel bad about, like, I have questions about these parents.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, home dude didn't get enough attention in his eyes.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that it's in his eyes, because his mom could
be
like...
But we all feel that way.
Bro. Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm under fucking appreciated and whatever, you know? Like, everybody is in their selves, or like their work job or whatever. Like, I did so fucking much.
Yeah, and you're like, it's just another your
job.
Day.
Yeah.
That's your job.
That was your job, so glad that you did it.
So good job.
That's why we paid you.
Do you want a fucking cookie?
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. Yeah. No, that's totally true. Yeah, and I don't want to be, like, harping on the parents, but also I'm just like, God damn!
Yeah.
Shit.
But, like, the psychology of it is why I want to, like, know what the parents think, you know? Like, if they had that moment where it's like, well, I fucking could have seen that coming because last Christmas.
Exactly, or, like, was that the household where you're like, yeah, fuck, man, this was not a good environment. But he also kind of looked like the kid who got fucking everything he wanted. Like, he was living at his parents' house.
Yeah.
He got a fucking gun. Like,
yeah, he was 24 years old living at his parents' house.
He had everything.
His dad set him up with a job.
At the age of 16, he had everything to produce and create a YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure he had his own computer in order to do that.
Yeah.
I didn't have my own fucking computer at 16.
I did.
Your own computer?
Yeah.
Wow. Look at us.
Didn't have internet. Actually, it did.
Oh. I had to use the family computer. Yeah. I didn't have a camcorder.
No, I didn't have that.
My dad did, I guess, but, like, I don't even know how it uploaded it to the goddamn computer.
That was a different time. He probably had a webcam because it was...
It looked like he had a tripod, he had a camera, he had fucking shit to produce a YouTube video. He had the program to be able to make animated shit.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So his parents spent money on it.
Yes. Yes.
Or maybe that's how they showed love, was maybe. Gifts or things.
I like how we're speculating wildly.
That's what we do.
Yep. And you're welcome.
Anyway.
So if you want to check out pictures pertaining to this case, go to isgdpodcast.com. And then while you're there, buy some fucking merch and join the Patreon. For $10, you get all of the behind-the-scenes content of every episode.
It's unedited.
So unedited.
You will hear a lot of rants.
You will, and you'll see us sweating our asses off.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Baby, I got your money. Don't you worry.
Say, I say hey.
Like that. That one was free. Also, for only $1, you get an extra episode every month. Who wouldn't want that?
$1, Bob.
Mm-hmm. And then you can come join us on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok, motherfuckers.
Whoop.
At ISGD Podcast. Come join our goddamn pod group on Facebook. It's so much fun. We're all friends. And you can just chill and hang out. You don't even have to talk about fucking murder.
Murder. It's like bird murder.
Yeah.
Murder.
Murder. You can just talk about whatever the fuck you want to talk about.
Yeah.
We're here for just you.
Tell us
we're
about,
all besties.
Tell us about your life.
Yeah. You can also email us at isgdpodcast@gmail.com and you can snail mail us at
P.O. Box 2764, Spring Valley, California, 91979.
That reminds me, Matthew says that we have another package coming.
I checked yesterday. It's not there yet.
I am so excited. Whoop, do you think there's going to be Vegemite? Do you think there's going to be Vegemite?
Do you think right now he's listening to this and he's like, fuck!
He's like, she won't like it.
I didn't put fucking Vegemite in it.
Listen, I can't be upset. He's fucking gone far above and beyond any expectations I ever had.
No kidding. He's so nice to us.
Remember when we got a P.O. box and we were like, in case anybody sends us a Christmas card?
We got a P.O. box because we were on a fucking Christmas card trading list. And we were like, I guess we need a place for them to send it. And then people sent us things.
It's my favorite part still. It always comes in like waves.
Yeah.
Well, it's like my favorite time.
Well, I mean, listen, everybody. It's Stacey's birthday coming up. So.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it. Just subscribe and tell all your friends.
That'll be her
gift.
Stop.
Oh, you.
Stop.
Oh, you.
Stop it.
Anyway, okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.